Chapter 12. Cynicism. Sugar Ray Leonard was one of the greatest fighters ever. He won an Olympic gold medal and went on to win championship belts in something like 5 different weight classes. The guy used to make his opponents crazy because he never stood still. He'd hit them and then he'd be gone. Hit them and slide away. Hit them and dance out of reach. Though it sounds strange, watching him fight was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. About 4 years after he won his gold medal, Ray fought Roberto Duran, a Panamanian fighter with no flash but plenty of power. If Ray Leonard had the style of a matador, Duran had the heart of the most ferocious bull. It was a match every boxing fan in the world wanted to see. Especially me. I was really into boxing as a kid, mostly because watching fights on television was a way to spend time with my dad. Boxing gave us something to talk about that wasn't my schoolwork or his job. I would tell him what I'd read about a fighter in the New York Times, and he'd tell me about the fights he'd been to years before, and how fighting styles changed and changed back. We spent a lot of time predicting what would happen in each fight based on what we knew about the boxers. On the morning of the Leonard Duran fight, I gave my dad what I thought was a pretty easy prediction. Leonard was going to mop the floor with Duran. He'd dance around poor Roberto for a few rounds, tire him out, and then take him apart. The matador always beats the bull. My dad shook his head. Leonard's going to lose, he told me over his breakfast. I nearly choked on the frosted flakes I'd just shoveled into my mouth. I'm sure I looked at him as if he was insane. Here's what's going to happen, said my dad. Leonard's going to go out and fight toe-to-toe against this guy. He's not going to dance. He's going to trade punch for punch, and he's going to lose by decision. In case you're not a boxing fan, if neither fighter gets knocked out, the judges decide the winner based on points. I had no idea what to say. Clearly, my dad was deranged. Philip, he said, his tone now kind of condescending, that's what's going to happen, and here's why. Everybody expects Leonard to win. If he does, there's no reason for a rematch, and a rematch would mean a lot more money for both fighters. If Leonard does lose tonight and then wins a rematch, there's even more money for a third fight. It's happened before. It's the game. My dad went back to his paper, and I went back to my cereal, dazed and a little angry. Ray Leonard was as close to a hero as I had. How could my dad believe he'd purposely lose? And how could he seem so smug the next morning, when he turned out to be right about the outcome of the fight? As predicted, Ray Leonard tried to fight Duran straight on and lost by decision. I grabbed another section of the paper and pretended to read. I didn't want to talk about the fight. My father tried once or twice. I mumbled a few answers, and we dropped it. Months later, on the day of the Leonard Duran rematch, I'm sitting in the basement of my friend Steve's house watching television when the local sports guy comes on and starts talking about the fight. Duran's going to win again, Steve said. The brawler always wins. Not a chance. Here's what's going to happen, I said, and then I launched into my father's explanation of why Leonard lost the first fight and was going to win tonight. I didn't give my dad credit, though. I made it sound like this was my own theory. Steve listened patiently, then shook his head, saying, "Man, that's the most cynical thing I've ever heard." Leonard won the fight. In fact, he was delivering such a beating that in the middle of a round, Duran just walked away, saying, "No more," in Spanish as he went back to his corner. I nodded knowingly at Steve the next day, as if to say, "See, it's all a big fraud." He didn't want to talk about it. Kind of like me, the morning after the first fight. I'd ruined boxing for him, just like my dad had ruined it for me.